Hi, and welcome to Too Lit to Quit, the podcast for literary writers. Too Lit to Quit is an educational podcast documenting and commiserating on all things literary and writerly. I am your host, Terry Lynn Davis. In our first episode, I'm going to describe the Too Lit to Quit mission statement and introduce you to a little bit about myself. All right, and here we go. So I started this podcast because I love podcasts and I love writing, especially in the literary world. The literary world is such a distinct culture that not many people understand. And I've looked for podcasts like this for years, and I've never come across one that had everything that I really wanted in it. So I decided to make it myself. In this podcast and kind of our mission statement, I'm going to share information on lit world culture that may include submitting, publishing, working for Lit Mags, often volunteering is the better word, the MFA program, low residency, is it high residency? I don't know, but full residency, I think that's the term. Workshops that you may pay for, asking for blurbs. I haven't done that yet or had the privilege of asking for one yet, but we can find people that have, and hopefully one day I will also be asking for blurbs. We'll talk about craft. We could talk about writing novels, writing poetry, flash fiction, creative nonfiction, book reviews. A lot of people in the literary world teach. We'll talk about teaching, writing proposals for grants, and we will share personal anecdotes of tragedy and triumph. I always kind of feel weird about the term emerging writer, but I guess I am one, as are many. Many writers that may be listening to this podcast. And I'm going to document my own journey in lit world. It's a strange culture that not a lot of people understand. And when I first started thinking about publishing in the literary world, I really didn't know what I was doing, and I didn't know a lot of... I don't know anybody in my personal life that does this kind of thing. So I was really craving or desiring someone to kind of tell me what I needed to know. Like, how do I even go about doing this, being a literary writer? Like, how? But I've learned a lot just being immersed in the culture, and we can talk a lot about how I've done that, what I've learned, what I still would like to know. And so I have had a few publications in literary journals. I've gotten accepted into some workshops, and I've created a chapbook that I've sent out. So I'm very much new, but I know that when I was first starting out, I would have wanted information from someone like me that has had things published. Look, I had no idea how you even create a chapbook, a full length. I didn't know the difference. So that's why I think this podcast is good, because I'm not necessarily so far in my career, I say career with quotation marks, that I have forgotten what it feels like to want to know all of these answers. And so that's why I'm doing this. So someone like me, someone first starting out, or someone that's going through this strange process with me and trying to be a literary writer and get some, I guess, recognition, some respect, some sort of reputation in the literary world, they may find this podcast helpful for that, and hopefully they will. So in this podcast, of course, I'll document my own journey, my own process, but also I'm planning on inviting guest co-hosts to get their perspective, because something you'll understand in the lit world is that there are polar opposite experiences and thoughts about a lot of things, and that can be pretty overwhelming. So I'd love to get other co-hosts on just to give different perspectives, etc. And then interviewing writers and publishers, getting them to talk about their work, getting them to talk about, you know, anything, really, anything is helpful. So that's kind of my mission statement. We're going to share information on the lit world that you may not know yet, or that you can commiserate with and kind of laugh about and also be like, yeah, that is so true. We'll talk about that. I'll document my own journey because I'm so new with publishing, and as a literary writer, I'm completely unknown. I assume I'm pretty unknown right now. So then I'll get to talk to people, to other writers and publishers about this passion, really, that it just consumes my life. And I want to talk about that on that podcast, and I want to meet people and just kind of like articulate why we do the things we do, how we get to where we want to be, you know, everything that goes into being a literary writer. So I chose the name Too Lit to Quit. After looking at podcast names, I originally thought that it was kind of funny. It would be kind of funny to have a podcast named Write, Weep, Repeat, but I cannot pronounce that with any sort of regularity. So I said, no, I can't do that. So Too Lit to Quit, I think it's perfect for how I feel about writing in general. So writing in general is kind of just this thankless act in obscurity. And I am too much of a writer to let that stop me. I care too much about writing and being a part of the literary world for rejection, for obscurity, for all of that to stop me from doing this and letting this consume my life, because it does. Literary world, writing, just, I am surrounded by it completely online, and that is the only way I get any sort of anything from the lit world, which is why it's so isolating. It's so isolating. And so this is another way for me to kind of build community. I love podcasting for it, kind of for just the intimacy sometimes that you can have when listening to someone use a voice. So it's just another medium for me to kind of play in. And we can talk more about podcasting too, and how I've started this, and a lot of it is, you know, I'm very much learning as I go. So Too Lit to Quit, it means I am too much of a literary person to ever quit this. I am too obsessed, far too obsessed, to let rejection, to let obscurity, to let, I don't know what it, like, why do we do this? I don't know. I just do. I can't help it. I'm too lit to quit this. I cannot quit you, literary world. I can't do it. And I don't want to. I hope to never end this. So another thing I wanted to use this episode for, this first episode, is to kind of explain, like, who I am. Yes, I'm Terry Lynn Davis. That's my name. But also why I'm doing this, like some of my background, because I think background matters. I think it just matters on how much, like what you do for a living, your support. So I'm an adjunct English teacher. I teach writing composition to freshmen. I teach at a local state university here in Connecticut. And I've been doing that since 2020, pretty much, about 2020, right when COVID hit, actually. And I'm also an associate editor and advisory poetry editor for Five South, which is an online literary magazine. So that's kind of what I do at this point. And I'll, of course, talk more about that in the future. So as far as background goes, I would say I'm from like a blue collar family. My dad's a carpenter. My mom worked in like offices and, you know, jobs like that. She works in the food industry right now. It's like a baker. My dad still works as a carpenter. And so I'm like first generation. I'm a first generation student. I didn't go back to school. I did graduate high school. Barely. I graduated high school. Barely. I tell this story a lot that I did not know if I was going to graduate or not, actually, in my senior year. And I was too afraid to ask if I was going to graduate because I know it was going to be close. So when they let me buy a cap and gown, I was like, okay, I guess I made it. And that is legitimate. I did. I was able to graduate. But I did not go back to school until I was 28 for an undergrad. Before that, I was a massage therapist, which was a great trade job. I'm still licensed. I haven't since COVID because, you know, that's probably self-explanatory. It's just harder to work in that kind of environment, COVID. And so, yeah, I went back to school and I decided, like, you know what, I'm going to be an English teacher. I like books, things like that. I've always liked to read. I'd skip school and I'd go to like Borders or Barnes and Noble and I would just sit there and read. I would sit and read a novel in class instead of doing like schoolwork. So yeah, my undergrad was in English and I was always told by my father, he dropped out of high school. So I was always told if you go to college, you better find, you have a degree that you get a job with like immediately. So I thought, okay, teaching, I think I could do that. And so I got a Bachelor of Science in English with a concentration in teaching secondary education. And I was certified in that. I have not worked as one. So I decided, I actually got pregnant with my second child pretty much right after graduation. Again, I was 30 at this time or something. And I was like, no, I don't really want to work as a teacher in the public school system just yet. So I went back to the same school I was just at, and I decided to get an MFA. And I thought that it would make more sense to get an MFA. I didn't really plan on adjuncting. I just thought, okay, I have to get a master's degree for teaching anyway. I'll just do it now and get paid more. So yeah, I went back to get an MFA in creative writing. My concentration was in poetry. Was not able to move or anything like that because I have kids here and just couldn't move to a fully funded MFA program. So though it was completely like a full residency, they gave me as much funding as they could, but it was definitely not completely funded. And so yeah, I have student loans from it, even though they were able to give me a little bit of something. So we will definitely talk more about fully funded versus unfunded MFA programs, and you know how I felt about it, how other people feel about it. Because of the MFA, I was able to teach at the college I went to school at. So now I adjunct there and teach English to freshmen. I use monster theory and monsters in pop culture and fear in pop culture to teach writing composition. I do it because it entertains me, and the freshmen are often not English majors and just don't really care about English, but I find that they really like the topic of monsters and fear. So we have a lot of fun. So I do teach, and I do kind of have a teaching background. Another thing about my lifestyle is I have 3 kids. I have an 11-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 6-month-old. And I have a boyfriend who I live with. We live together. We've lived together for like 8 or 9 years now. I call him my cohabby, aka cohabitant. So if you hear me say cohabby, that's my boyfriend. I teach part-time, and he has a full-time job that's fairly good, which is why I'm able to do things like volunteer at like a Lit Mag for free, for instance, and teach part-time and do this podcast. So I want to make that clear that I do not have a full-time job besides, you know, my part-time work as an adjunct and, you know, staying home with children, which is another thing we can talk about. And he doesn't, my cohabby also does no idea anything about writing. He doesn't really care. He supports me, of course, but he doesn't like get the obsession. He doesn't really understand. And I know a lot of writers do, I think, have maybe writer partners. I'm not sure if that's true. That's just maybe an assumption I have. But so he doesn't really get it. And that's another reason why I want to do this podcast, because like, can I talk to somebody that understands my obsessions? And Twitter is great for this, because I would not know anything if it were not for Twitter. A tweet is what actually started this podcast and gave me the courage to like pursue this project, which I've been hoping to pursue for really years now. So I mainly write poetry, but I'm interested in everything. I'm interested in creative nonfiction and flash fiction. I want to have guests on here that write mainly like short stories and novels. I'm interested in like book reviews, criticism. Like, I'm interested in it all. So no matter what genre you write in, if you're a literary writer, if you're interested in any writing that big novel, if you're interested in nonfiction, poetry, we will have something for everybody on here. If you're not a poet, that is totally fine, because I am a poet, but I sometimes don't feel like one. I forget what writing a poem even is pretty much every single time. And that's, I think, something I've learned from Twitter, is that it's actually pretty common. So, and it's something I would not have known if I was not somewhat involved in the literary community. So I hope that you'll find this useful. And I am talking to myself right now, but I imagine that I'm talking to other interested people, and I'm excited. I'm excited to get this going. So hang in there with me, and we'll have content for you every week. And this is the first episode, and many more to come. Thank you. That concludes this week of Too Lit to Quit. If you like what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to subscribe, rate the podcast, and share with your friends. As always, I'm your host, Terry Lynn Davis, and we'll see you next time.